Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Spartan Mindset. Today's topic hits close to home, something we all grapple with, communication in relationships. I'm talking about that juicy stuff, the good, the bad, and the downright messy moments where words, or lack thereof, can make or break things. You know those times when you feel like you're speaking different languages? Or maybe you've ever walked away from a conversation feeling more misunderstood than ever? Yeah, been there, done that, got the t-shirt? But here's the thing. Communication is the cornerstone of any strong relationship, whether it's with your partner, friends, family, or even colleagues. Now, before you hit the skip button thinking this is a lecture on basic courtesy, trust me, we're diving deep into something real. It's not just about saying please and thank you, although that helps. We're talking about mindful communication, truly listening, understanding perspectives, and expressing yourself authentically without causing unnecessary drama. So, what are the key takeaways to master this art? First up, active listening is your superpower. It's not just hearing words, it's absorbing their meaning, feeling the emotions behind them, and responding with genuine curiosity. Think of it like playing a game of ping pong. You gotta keep the ball in play by actively engaging with what the other person is saying. Next up, empathy, your secret weapon for building bridges. Try to see things from their perspective, even if you don't agree. Remember that everyone has their own story, their own experiences shaping their thoughts and feelings. Stepping into their shoes can go a long way in fostering understanding and compassion. Now, let's talk about being direct but kind. You know the feeling when someone dances around a point, leaving you hanging? Not fun, right? It's okay to express your needs and opinions clearly and honestly, but always with respect. Think. I statements, instead of blaming or accusing, focus on how something makes you feel. Here's a game changer. Learn the power of silence. You don't have to fill every awkward pause with chatter. Sometimes, a moment of quiet reflection can be more valuable than words. It allows both parties to process their thoughts and emotions before responding thoughtfully. Finally, remember that communication is a continuous journey, not a destination. There will be bumps in the road, misunderstandings, and moments when you feel like throwing in the towel. But keep practicing, keep striving for understanding, and keep nurturing those connections that matter most. Ever felt stuck in a loop of miscommunication with your partner? You know, those dinner table debates where you both end up feeling more frustrated than understood? Let me share a quick story from my own life. Remember when I mentioned struggling to articulate my feelings? Well, it wasn't just some abstract concept. It played out in real time during a particularly heated conversation with my girlfriend. We were discussing plans for the weekend, and somehow it morphed into a full-blown clash of priorities. I was trying to express how important it was for me to have some downtime, but my words came out sounding defensive and dismissive. She felt unheard and unimportant, and things escalated quickly. It wasn't until I took a step back, practiced active listening, something I preach, but sometimes struggle with myself. And acknowledged her feelings that we were able to find common ground. That experience taught me a valuable lesson. Clear communication isn't just about saying the right thing, it's about actively creating space for understanding and empathy. So remember, friends, mindful communication is a superpower. A way to build stronger relationships, navigate challenges with grace, and create more meaningful connections. Remember those five key takeaways? Active listening, empathy, being direct but kind, embracing silence, and recognizing that communication is an ongoing journey. Apply these principles in your daily interactions and watch your relationships flourish. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your biggest communication struggles or triumphs in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and inspire each other to master the art of mindful communication. Don't forget to subscribe, share this episode with someone who could use a dose of Spartan mindset, and join me tomorrow for another episode packed with actionable insights to help you live a bolder, more fulfilling life. Until then, train savage, live free, and dominate every day.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.